Welcome to Shared Spaces, Tales from Roommates and Kitchens, the podcast where we dive into the hilarious, heartfelt, and sometimes chaotic world of living with housemates. I'm your host, Grace, and each episode, I'll be sharing personal stories and practical advice about navigating the quirks of cohabiting and kitchen adventures. Whether you're struggling with shared chores, dealing with noisy roommates, or just looking for a good laugh, this podcast is here to make your shared space a little bit brighter. Tune in and let's turn those roommate woes into wins. When I first moved into my shared apartment, I was pretty nervous about who my roommate would be. I worried she might not speak Hindi and that would make communication tricky. But to my surprise, my new roommate was brought up in Indore and preferred Hindi over Punjabi. I thought, thank God, at least we can communicate. My first impression of her was actually pretty good. She was much better than the scary roommates I had imagined before moving in. We hit it off quite well, and I quickly learned that she was an excellent cook. This was a relief because I had never learned to cook. Our arrangement was simple. She would cook and I would assist by cleaning up. It was a perfect match, or so I thought. You know, there's something really comforting about finding a roommate who not only shares a common language but also a love for food. It made the transition from living alone to sharing a space much smoother. We bonded over our shared meals and developed a routine that worked for us both. But as it often happens, the real test came when we decided to expand our rules a bit. That's where my cooking experiment came into play. Let me tell you about it. A few weeks into our arrangement, I decided it was my turn to surprise her with a meal. I thought I'd make fried rice, a dish I was quite proud of. I wanted to show her that I could contribute more than just clean dishes. I cooked up what I thought was the perfect fried rice. Spicy, flavorful, and full of ingredients I loved. Jessie came home and I proudly presented the dish. She took a bite and almost immediately, her face turned bright red. She started sweating and reached for water, coughing and gasping. It turns out, my version of perfectly spicy was her version of fire-breathing dragon. She ended up with an upset stomach the next day, and I felt absolutely terrible. We had a long chat about spice tolerance after that. I learned that what's mild for me might be extreme for someone else. Nevertheless, we now refer to that incident as the Great Burn. It was a spicy lesson in communication and understanding each other's limits, especially in the kitchen. It's amazing how food can be such a powerful way to connect, or in this case, hilariously misconnect. What seemed like a kind gesture turned into a lesson in empathy and communication. It reminded me that we all have different thresholds and preferences, and that's something to be mindful of. So, if you're moving in with someone new, here's a tip. Have a chat about food preferences and spice levels before you start playing chef. It will save you from a lot of stomach aches and awkward moments. That's it for today's episode of Shared Spaces, Tales from Roommates and Kitchens. I hope you enjoyed these stories and found the tips useful. Join me next time for more tales and tips from the world of shared living. And don't forget to share your own stories with me. I might just feature them in a future episode. Until next time, happy sharing! Oh, and don't forget to use apps like Splitwise to keep those shared expenses in check. It really helps avoid any financial misunderstandings. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.